Welcome to today's podcast. This is your podcast host, Sharita, of Holistic Talk. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember, this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Remember, this podcast is for education and informational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illness, or disease, or mental health issues. If you think about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Don't forget, you can visit our website by going to www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.wordpress.com. That's www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.wordpress.com. You can also find us on Facebook as well, Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry. That's on Facebook, Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry. Don't forget, we're on all podcast platforms, and now we're on Pandora. So if you had a Pandora app, download it onto your iPhone or your Android. Don't forget to add Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry on Pandora. Wow, energy. It's all around us. We can't see it. We can't touch it. You can't smell it. You can't breathe it. You can't eat it. You can't feel it, but energy is all around us. Everywhere we go, there's energy. Energy comes from your television. Energy comes from your cell phone. Energy is all around us. And guess what? We are made up of energy too. Yes, we are. You might be saying, well, why is she talking about energy? Well, this podcast is a special podcast. Just was thinking outside of the norm, outside the box. Have you ever heard your grandmother or older elderly person say, oh, my knees hurt, it's raining, or my joints are aching, rain must be in the air? That's because I do believe that our energy in our body is linked to the elements of the earth. What you think? Leave me a comment. That's my hypothesis, so my theory. I know a lot of you all may agree with me, some may not. It's okay. We all can disagree to agree. So the older people, you say, oh, my knees hurt, my joints hurt, rain is in the air, or it's raining outside. And this is my rendition of how I came to this hypothesis. Well, because our body is made of energy, and energy is all around us, and because our body operates on a certain frequency, and then everything around us has its own set of frequencies, and even the earth elements and the atmosphere in the earth has its own frequency. And when it rains, it disrupts the frequency in the atmosphere, and it disrupts the frequency in the earth elements, which some kind of way, some people energy or frequency levels get thrown off balance, and they're able to feel a cramp or ache due to it's raining outside, or due to the change in the atmosphere, or due to the change in the weather. What you all think? I want to hear what you got to say. I remember a few months back where I saw an article in the newspaper pertaining to something like this about why or how come, or they really think that the energy in our body is linked to the energy in the atmosphere, somewhere along the lines. But I do know for sure, now don't quote me on this, that a healthy body resonates at a frequency of 62 to 70 megahertz. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm just saying what I, you know, saw and took a glimpse at, but I'm going to leave a link in the description for y'all just to read. You know, reading is fundamental. I'm just saying, reading fundamental, reading helps. It helps educate you and it helps inform you. Now, I want to get you all feedback on what you think, because I personally believe that our body is connected to the elements of the earth when it comes to the weather changing, when it comes to the atmosphere, because if I could be really funny, last week it was raining and my knees was aching. I was like, oh my God, my knees is aching. The rain, I don't like the rain. So I was like, oh, the rain. I said, I don't like the rain. The rain is not being good to me today because my knees are aching. And when I tell you all, it was raining all day long that day. And my knees was aching something up. Yes, it was. I took a Tylenol. It helped for a little bit. I said, this ain't working. So I sent my son to the store. I said, look, I need some Aleve because I didn't have none in the house. I usually buy Aleve because it works more better. As soon as I took that Aleve, I was like, yes, okay. And I said, you know what? The rain is not my friend today because it's making my knees hurt. So I really think, you know, because our energy and our body and the frequencies levels, you know, go up and down, inside out. And when the rain hits the earth ground, the rain itself sends a vibration in the atmosphere, which triggers a little ding or a little spring in the atmosphere, which it throws the frequency a little to the left or a little to the right or a little front or a little backwards. And some people can feel it in their body. They can feel it in their bones. They can feel it in certain joints. So I want to know what you all think. Please comment. Send me a message. And you can even leave me a voice message right here on Anchor as well. So what you think? Because I'm curious. You know, I'm just curious. You know, they always say curiosity killed the cat. And I'm like, okay. Yes, curiosity killed the cat. Cat don't have 9 lives. Can't come back. I don't believe in that. But it's always good to know what other people think and what other people have to say about that. So with that being said, I thank you for tuning in today's podcast. Don't forget to visit the website. Don't forget to look me up on Facebook. And don't forget to add me on your other podcast platforms, including Pandora. Yes. So stay tuned for more to come. Just the Outside of a Box episode today. Peace, deuces. And don't forget to subscribe to our Anchor. We have certain episodes that are subscription-based only for our listeners. So they go really, really deep into holistic and integrated health. So come on now, subscribe. It's only $8.99. You can afford that. Yeah, because that's $8.99 that a cup of coffee at Starbucks costs about that much. $8.99. Let's see. A triple burger meal was like $6.99 at McDonald's plus tax would be like $8 and $10. So don't forget, this is your girl Sharita. Holistic Talk. Peace, deuces, and namaste. Don't forget to smile.